sånn det. Ser du det? Hva er det? Skal vi gjøre?
Come on, everybody. Stomp on your grave after your funeral.
Joke,
no. No, you're wrong. Paul, you'd lose your money. No, you'd lose your money. What makes me so sure? Well, I'll tell you what makes me so sure. We just came back from Brisbane and we're sick of standing in queues. I love you too. That is a genuine Brisbane joke. It's better than bringing back a New Zealand. You bring all sorts of things back from Brisbane. But listen, this is a very sincere welcome to you. A very select bunch of friends of Sarah's and their family friends. And Jenny, come over here. This is very important. I'm very proud to be a guy with two women in my life. And, Jenny and I thought there was a... Actually, we might have an announcement to make, too. But first of all, we decided to have the party here in our home because it creates a personal type of environment, and that's the best environment in which people friendships develop and friendships start. And it was a good alternative to having it in the Caledonian Hall in Kalgoorlie too. We've got these girls have these. It's very much a do-it-yourself show tonight. The girls have done all the food themselves, and I think that's something to be very proud of. And I think I'm in the habit of judging people by the company they keep, and in judging Sarah, I look around the company she's keeping, and I'm pretty happy that she's making very good. Yeah. Very good.
They're all in dinner sets. You don't know what
what happened? Those of our family friends that have known us for a while are quite aware of how very proud I am of my four children. Now, the three boys, there's Ian and Craig and Scott, often think that Sarah's spoiled. Oh. Oh. I don't know how they think it, but she is spoiled because she's spoiled by having three great brothers to take care of. I think that's a bit of a plus. But back on the New Year's Day, sitting in the sun with these four kids, I wrote a poem, and it was called My Favourite Four. There's two reasons I'd like to just read a couple of verses from it. One is that it might stimulate the flagging sales of a little book of poetry I wrote some years ago. There are no sales have never been brilliant, but they dropped off a bit, so you might help a bit. The other reason I'd like to read is that I think perhaps there's a little bit that's appropriate. It's called My Favourite Four. Each of you is different, and I'll only read a couple of verses from it. Each of you is different, that's how things evolved. Still, it's a good sign as I watch your new generation unfold. Each one has special qualities, values developing and emerging. Unfortunately, this plastic world forces each to do some submerging. Mm. To be ourselves, we must answer truthfully the question, when asked by woman or man, exactly what it is we stand for, our goals, our dream, our plan. If we don't know where we're headed, I doubt if we'll ever make it. But if we have a purpose, not a single soul will ever shake it. So stop and think from time to time, resetting our navigational aid. Only by working hard at your special talents will my confidence be fully repaid. And this is one little gal here who's been working very hard at her talents, and she hasn't had any lucky breaks. She's been working, swimming against the tide many times, but she's got that grim determination about it. She just goes out there and finds the breaks and makes them lucky. And I think your latest episode makes all your friends very proud of you. Sarah hasn't had a chance to tell me quite what it's all about, but I understand she gets flown over there for some super-duper interrogation, then you get put on a ship for 3 months, and you've got the responsibility for educating the world. and copying a few visits to Japan and South America? And
yeah.
Where else?
Hawaii.
Well, out of how many people?
I don't know.
Five million people went across the world. ten of them get the jackpot. I reckon that's not bad. Sarah will have a chance to explain to us exactly what it's all about when she stands up. And in a few moments. When we finish this little ceremony, Ian is going to bring in a selection of photographs that we've put together on our It's not designed to embarrass you in any way. It's brought in for our general enjoyment and entertainment.
Next on the list,
yes. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Now, at this stage, I'm so happy to pass the ceremonial knife to Sarah so she can duly damage this cake. And then we can try our horses on.
I'll damage the cake. Where do I damage it?
Just right, spear right in the middle. Don't
make a wish.
About
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
No.
Make a wish.
Make a wish.
Make a wish.
Come in. Come in. Yes.
This is
a
bacon, cheese and roll.
Well done. Well done. Well done.
Okay. And we missed the photo. Yeah. Do it again.
Oh, do it again. Yeah, do it again. Yeah, do it again.
That's why I got the mini shot.
That's all right. There you go. You're right.
Awesome. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sarah. Happy birthday to you.
Hooray!
Hooray! Hooray!
There's got to be an F to this one.
That's good.
I haven't put this straight yet. But I thought about ringing telecom because I've got this new thing about. It's called Dialer Info or something, and you can dial telecom industry. You say, oh, I want to make a birthday speech. But I thought, in respect to my father, he doesn't really like the government.
The government doesn't like
him. And vice versa, but he doesn't want to say it. It's dangerous, but I know everybody here, so it's okay. And so I didn't ring it, and so I'm a bit lost, and I don't know quite what to say. But I guess you just have to say thank you. A few people, and Dad said that I had to say thank you to him. And then Jenny said, oh, you better say thank you to me. So I'm going to thank Jenny. And then Dad said that I have to say thank you to the people who helped me with the party. And who was it? Kate said that I have to say thank you to her in my speech because otherwise she'd get really upset. She helped me make the triangles and that was really difficult. And I have to thank you, John, because I haven't shown her anything of Perth and she's been helping me in the kitchen. She's seen a lot of Perth kitchens and that's about it. Everybody, that's you, John, my friend.
You, John, come to me. You, John, come for
me.
You, John, come for me. Come on, come on.
Okay, you, John, everybody. And I have to thank Minako because she's Japanese as well, but she didn't come here especially for me.
And relations?
But we've got no relations. I have to say thank you to the relations who are here. Malcolm. Uncle Malcolm and Auntie Frances. Yeah. And then I have to say thank you to Tanya because she made the quiches. And I can thank all of you here, really.
Where did the cake come from?
The cake came from Jessica. Thank you very much, Geg. But she's not here.
She's
snatched it because she's so tired from... Yeah, she's got a hangover. Typical family. And that's about all I have to say.
Well done,
Yeah.
You don't care. Set me free.
Thank you.